NPR's Mike Pesca joins us from our New York bureau. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
So is life returning to normal in the Big Apple?
Well, if things ever got too normal, there'd be real reason to worry. But for the vast majority of New Yorkers, the blackout of the century is now just a fun story to tell the kids. For others, say the merchants who lost 2 days' worth of business, for the few store owners who got robbed, which did happen, although crime was down during the overnight period where there was no power, and for the people who had asthma attacks walking down 30 flights of stairs, they won't be buying the inevitable T-shirts that say, I survived the blackout.
Elaborate a little bit on the toll that last week's blackout is actually taking on the small businesses.
Well, it ranges from significant losses to the blackout actually being a positive. Some bodegas, for instance, where the meat and the milk spoiled, made up for it by selling bottles of water and beer, always the beer. A laundromat, to take another example, they lost revenue for 2 days, but they're going to make it all back. People just delayed doing their laundry. The businesses that lost the most were those that sold perishables or experiences. And when you think about it, a restaurant sells both. And at one restaurant called Artisanal, they usually have 300 cheeses on the menu. And last night, they only have 30. They lost 90% of their inventory. Mm. So I asked the fromagier, the cheese expert, about the toll. And he didn't take the question as an economic one. He took it on a personal level. And he told me about taking the cheeses to a cave-like facility across town and trying to cool them with sheets. And it just didn't work. He said he just couldn't save them all.
Mm. As we heard earlier, there's a lot of trash from all the food that spoiled last week. Are the trash collectors on the streets this weekend?
Over 2,000 of them worked all day yesterday. And in the parts of town I've been to, it looks like they've done a great job. People who lived through the blackout of 1977 remember most pungently the smell that lingered. Mm. And there was really only a day of that this time.
Mm. Any estimate of the total cost of this blackout in the New York metropolitan area?
Yeah, the city comptroller, William Thompson, said that the economic impact was $800 million to $1 billion. Mm. And, you know, I always say, well, what does that mean to the individual? Divide by 12 million New Yorkers, does that mean that we all lost $100? And what most economists say is that the blackout's like a blizzard. Sales may dip when they happen, but they usually rebound. And in some instances, like if you're a cop who worked a lot of overtime, you'll have a nice bit of extra money to spend on fancy flashlights or batteries.
So finally, play fortune teller. What's the outlook for tomorrow morning? Do you think there's going to be any remaining signs of this blackout? Out as most New Yorkers return to work?
Well, my crystal ball is actually a plug-in version, so now it's working and I can. For people who are trapped in the subway for 4 hours, they're, of course, going to be dreading their commute. But just to give you one indication, I haven't heard anyone calling for a plan to stagger the mass computer turn-on that we're going to experience at 9 a.m. Monday. So I just hope that's a sign that we're back to full power and that there's nothing to worry about.
All right. NPR's Mike Pesca. He joined us from our now-powered New York bureau. Mike, thanks very much.
Thank you.